Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Tuesday, the 19th of February, 2019. To get you started, the biggest and brightest moon of the year is here. It's supermoon time. A supermoon happens when the moon is as close as it ever gets to Earth, and today our moon will only be about 221,000 miles from us, some 17,000 miles closer than average. If it's still dark where you are, you may have a chance to catch the supermoon this morning, but it will still be mostly full tonight. Scientists say the moon will appear particularly big just as it rises above the horizon due to an effect called the moon illusion, which is how your brain processes objects on the horizon. Another winter storm is making its way across the country today, bringing snow and ice all the way from deserts in the southwest to the Midwest. By tomorrow, threats for snow, ice, and dangerous travel conditions are expected to continue moving east across the Ohio Valley into the Mid-Atlantic and New England. Meanwhile, folks in the deep south can expect heavy rain, with flood watches posted for some 20 million people from Arkansas to West Virginia. Next up,
we are left no other choice, but as of tomorrow, we are calling a statewide strike of our teachers.
That's Fred Albert from the American Federation of Teachers, ahead of another teacher strike, this time in West Virginia, just a year after a previous statewide walkout there. Union leaders at a news conference yesterday expressed their frustrations with Republican leaders' deliberations over proposed education legislation. The state's teachers went on a 13-day strike a year ago, protesting their pay and insurance plan, and in doing so, inspiring other educators around the country to follow suit. As for the length of this next strike, union leaders say they will consider the situation day by day. Honda will close a factory in England, forcing some 3,500 people out of work, and another blow to the British economy made jittery by Brexit. The Japanese carmaker confirmed earlier today that in 2021 it will close the plant in Swindon, 70 miles west of London, where it builds its popular Civic model. At a news conference in Tokyo, the company's CEO, Takahiro Kachigo, said the decision was based on what made the most sense for the firm's global competitiveness as it plans to accelerate production of electric vehicles. He added that Brexit was not the main factor behind the decision. But the news comes as British businesses are issuing increasingly urgent warnings about the damage being done by Britain's looming exit from the European Union on March 29th. And last up, the holiday weekend is over, but the deals are not. You can head to usatoday.com for some of the best deals, including $60 savings on living DNA kits if you buy two of them, and half off for a Samsung soundbar, plus big deals at brick-and-mortar stores like Nordstrom and online on Amazon. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.